fighting all the way to the bank. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. For a while, the only controversy about the Susan G. Komen Foundation was that it was too successful. Even supporters were overdosing on all the pink. But overnight, it's become swamped in politics because of a decision to cut off some grants to Planned Parenthood. Komen says it has a new grant policy, which says in part that no grant can go to an organization under investigation. And it so happens that a conservative congressman has been investigating Planned Parenthood to see whether it uses any federal money for you know what. But immediately, news outlets came up with other Komen grantees, which are also under investigation. Penn State, for example, gets a $7.5 million grant, but is under investigation for a pretty big sexual assault case you might have heard of. The implication being that this has nothing to do with any real policy change. It was the Komen Board of Directors caving into pro-life groups and punishing Planned Parenthood. Some Komen supporters got so angry they cut their pink ribbons and ditched their pink T-shirts. And yet, it appears that Planned Parenthood has more than made up for the cut in additional donations from people angry at Komen. And that's not all. Komen has apparently also seen a jump in donations from people angry with Planned Parenthood. That's the great thing about political anger. People fight with their checkbooks. In fact, maybe Komen should cut off that grant to Penn State. The money would drench everyone. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.